Happy Halloween, Matt Cox.
Okay.
What? Hey.
Happy Halloween.
Happy
it's
Halloween.
Not Halloween.
Tomorrow's Halloween or Sunday's Halloween. We're almost to Halloween.
A couple days, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You doing anything special for Halloween?
I have to go to my. I think I'm going to a Halloween party with my ex-wife.
With your ex-wife?
I think she's having a Halloween party. Wow. I don't know.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I was thinking about printing out. So I talked to Juan about this. Thought about printing. What's so funny? Inside joke?
No, I just have like a million ideas.
I got a million ideas too about you can be for Halloween. Keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
See, I was thinking about printing out my wanted posters and putting them out, and then basically have an ID that says, you know, my name's Gary Sullivan. And then
that's
people would
one.
Say, well,
very
who are
original.
Gary Sullivan.
That is a good idea.
You know, see if people can
put it together. Yeah. I like that.
You can be an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent.
I guess that's possible. Mm-hmm.
That's
possible.
That's good. What about you? What are you going to be for Halloween? Tato? Hat rack?
I mean, no plans for a costume. Probably just wing it last minute if we do something.
Just wing it last minute. We got Thursday night football game going on because Shane is a degenerate gambler and he likes to bet on all the games with mybookie.ag. And he's got a lot of how much money you got riding on this game with Packers versus the Cardinals?
Just a couple hundred.
Just a couple hundred. That's it. He's a high roller.
Small roller in the betting world.
Do you ever bet on sports, Matt?
No.
I got my fairy wings on.
I see like that. I can only imagine what people are going to say in the comments.
In memory of ShaneFuckingLee.com.
That's right. Rest in peace.
Who?
Shane Lee.
The guy from the Deckhand Show.
He's a star.
Oh, yeah.
He was a star of our documentary.
What, he died? How did
he die?
He
did die.
He had cancer. I think pancreatic cancer.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
Yeah, it sucks.
How long did that take?
He had a good life, though. He probably had it for a long time.
Man, one day he just went to sleep, didn't wake up.
Yeah.
You know? He was never really... in top shape health or anything anyway. I'm not sure if you've seen any of the videos.
Yeah, I've seen a few of the videos. But none of those guys look good. Yeah. They're all rough.
They're rough.
How was your trip to... you just got back from Ohio, like, this morning.
Yeah. Really, the plane landed at, like, 12:40. I didn't get home until, like, 1:30.
Really?
In the morning.
What were you doing there? Another title lock?
Yeah, it was a title lock commercial. And so it was a title lock commercial... And we also shot a podcast for an NFT that I'm doing with Investment Joy. What is that face?
I'm listening. What the fuck do you mean?
You're looking at me like you. I did an NFT for Investment Joy, and he's gonna auction it off. The guy's name is Brandon. So we did a video on that. And it's funny because I actually painted the painting, right? And then they have it digitized and then they sell like 1,700 tokens. But he actually took the real painting and put it behind bulletproof glass. And he's going to have a live feed on Twitch 24 hours a day. So you can always look at the real painting. I mean, wow. He's actually got some good ideas. Like, I mean, it's pretty funny.
That's funny.
It's pretty interesting. Cool. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we did that. That was and then I did the Home Life Lock. We did kind of like a commercial, but it was real, you know, his stuff is real candid. You know what I'm saying? It's real like just, hey, let's go walk in here and talk to this person.
The same senator or whatever that you did with, you did the commercial with?
Oh, No. That's Newt Gingrich. This is the guy that runs Investment Joy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Title Lock.
Yeah, the guy that runs Investment Joy, we're doing a whole podcast on title fraud.
Mm.
So we did one for the NFTs and one for title fraud.
Okay, got it.
So that, you know, and they're sponsoring it, obviously.
Okay.
And so they paid for that, fly me up there, keep staying at Airbnb for a couple days, flew me back.
Oh, cool.
And but this is the fun part, and this is what Danny wants to hear, because this is the good part, is that when I went into, when I was changing planes in Charlotte, I was walking down the aisle, and I get this sometimes where people will look at me, and it's like, it's not like, it's weird. Like, it's like.
They're admiring that hairline.
So they'll look at me. I'm just going to ignore this shit. I'm going to talk to you. So they'll look at me like this, and I'm thinking to myself, like, that's weird. Like, and they don't say anything, but you can see them double take and take a look, like, I don't know. Okay. But this guy, I was walking, and he did that. I'm walking down the aisle, and he's looking at me, and all of a sudden, he kind of looks at me, I get over there, I'm looking at him, and then I go to sit down, and before I even sit down, he goes, "Hey, you're Cox, right? You're that guy Cox. You're Matt Cox." And I went, I said, "Yeah, what's up?" And he goes, "Yeah, bro." He said, "I've seen you on Concrete." "Yeah, I've seen you on Concrete." He said, "Yeah, I've watched all your stuff, bro. You got an amazing story. You got an amazing story." And I was like, so then everybody, all the other passengers, like just around us, kind of turn around and start looking at me. And I'm thinking, this is really weird.
It's crazy, yeah.
So I sit down. And he said, "Yeah, man. Hey, yeah. So you're there with I seen you with Danny and with the other guy, Hat Rack." And I went, I started laughing, and I said, "No, he didn't. Yeah, I know. He. Oh wait, he didn't say Hat Rack right away. He said, and Danny's little buddy.
Oh, his little buddy.
My little buddy. Look,
and I realize now what he's talking about. He goes, "His little buddy." And I go, "Who's that?" And he goes, "His little buddy. He's got glasses. Like he wears glasses." And I went, "He's little?" And he goes, yeah. And I went, "Well, there's another guy, Hat Rack." He goes, "Yeah, Hat Rack." And I went, no, Hat Rack's not little. He's like 6 foot six, or they're like 6'5" or something. 6'4". So he's huge.
I'm 6'3".
I said, "He's huge." And like that. And he looked at me, he goes, "Nah, bro, this guy's short. And I went, "Nah, man." I said, he goes, "He's shorter than you." He goes, "He's about your height." And I went,
It's bad posture.
Yeah, I said, no. He goes, "No." I said, I go, "Hold on." I go, "Look, Danny's even tall. Danny's like 5'10". So I pull out my phone and I show him you. And he goes, "Yeah, that's him." He goes, "He's tall?" I go, "Yeah." And he said, "Oh, man, I didn't realize he was so tall."
Just a little buddy.
Even right now, you're like way down.
Yeah. You want to know why? Because I got the fucking church's thrift store chair. You guys got $200 chairs. I get this thrift store chair that sits 6 inches lower than everybody.
These are $900 chairs.
Well, get another one.
My chair costs a
three. There's one right there you can use if you want it.
Yeah, bro. People think you're like a midget.
Yeah, he's got terrible posture. That's
honestly
why.
But if I sit in that, then I'm like up here.
Oh. Yeah.
This thing is adjustable. Yeah, shit.
It goes up and down. I don't like that chair. It doesn't have any armrests.
Yeah. That's funny.
The chairs are muffed.
So, yeah.
Okay, little buddy.
So that happened.
Little buddy. That's fucked up.
Yeah. By the way,
cocksucker.
That's a great story.
I got to Ohio, to Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 48 degrees. Yeah. And I brought one long sleeve shirt. Like, ooh. It didn't even dawn on me.
No.
Been in Florida too long.
Yeah, I got off and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. What's happening?
Oh, I fucked up.
Yeah.
There's something about the cold weather. It just like super, it gives you energy. It gives you more energy than like the slow, this like.
Your blood's probably rushing to stay warm.
Yeah, your blood's, it makes your blood thicker, I guess, though, doesn't it? Cold weather.
I'm not sure, man. Probably,
I don't know about all that. I think your blood gets thicker.
Cold weather probably makes your blood thicker. The hot, humid weather probably makes your blood thinner.
That's a hell of a theory.
Some old wise.
Can you Google that, Aiden?
I bet you, though, but when I'm in cold weather like that, I have more energy. I feel like this the cold just like energizes me. So yeah, I jump in my cold pool every morning. I jump in my cold pool and then, like, I feel like I'm ready to roll.
Cold.
Fires me up for the day.
It's like 70.
Yeah, like they chill it.
It's like 70.
It's chilled.
It's cold. 75 degrees. Yeah. It's like it's a cold pool.
Yeah.
That's not cold.
The water temp's probably about 70 right now.
All right.
Great
what
story.
Else?
Great story.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Did they pay you good?
Listen, bro. What are you doing? Don't talk about money. Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you the dollar amount. Yeah.
Did they pay me good? I mean, they
not
do
enough.
Okay.
It's never enough, right?
It's never enough. It's okay. They do all right.
Yeah.
They do all right. You know, so, yeah, I'm supposed to go November 3rd. I'm supposed to go to, where am I supposed to go? Oh, I'm supposed to go to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and shoot another commercial for Home Title Lock.
Really? You're like the face of Home Title Lock.
I don't know what's happening. I mean, they
are they
just,
a big company?
Are they the biggest one or the second biggest monitoring service for title? It's big.
That's incredible. Shane had an idea for you the other day, title your podcast.
Yeah.
Call it the Matt Cox Broadcast. That's a great idea.
It's catchy, man.
I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, if it was all fraud, but it's not. Like, I interview other people.
Yeah,
like,
but you are fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are the fraud, man.
That's what you're known for. Like, you bring in the audience. You know what I mean? People come for you.
Yeah, and you're it's the Joe Rogan podcast.
Right. You're America's favorite fraudster. You could be the next Joe Rogan.
What's wrong with you? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Yes, I'm not going to be the next Joe Rogan.
Not with that
attitude. Who believes that?
Not with
Danny
that
Danny believes it.
I'm the Joe Rogan of Florida.
Yeah, that's true. That's what the comments said. I'll bet you people have said that.
They
yeah
do.
There are yeah multiple comments that say that.
Yeah.
It's yeah true. Yeah. I'm just leaning into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got to.
So, yeah.
Oh. Anyways, great podcast.
Thanks for the coffee.
Thanks for tuning yeah in, everyone.
So, I'm thinking. So here's what I'm actually I'm thinking. I'm doing. I've already started the channel. I'm gonna do it. You want to talk about that?
What?
My
you're getting the new channel.
I'm gonna start. So I like Soft White Underbelly.
Oh, right? Mark Leda.
Yeah,
yeah. He's got a sick channel.
Right. I like his channel. But he has an issue with monetizing.
Yeah, because he interviews drug addicts, hookers,
right,
gang members, pimps.
Yeah, so you end up with fraudsters. You
anybody want one of these?
No.
No. You end up with these, you know, these people talking about heroin and shooting up and
you so, can't, you, they don't pay you off that?
Well, even if he's monetized, but YouTube, how much monetization are they going to give him? Like YouTube $1 is, like a dollar? Like what's his RPM going to be? $1? $1.50? He's saying it's almost nothing.
Huh. He says I think he.
Why? Because of the content?
Yeah. They censor it. They demonetize it.
Right. Because McDonald's doesn't want to run their commercial on a heroin addict,
right,
prostitute who's now homeless.
Right.
Why? It's a bad look.
Because it's not. It doesn't. To
they
them,
probably love McDonald's.
They probably
I
do.
They
I shouldn't
eat
say
more
McDonald's.
McDonald's okay, than right, most people. Right.
And that was my fault for using McDonald's. All right, that was my fault. So let's say Ford Motor
I thought
Car.
That was a good place
let's,
for McDonald's.
Let's say Ford Motor Car. Okay. Or Ford Motor. Okay. So Ford Motor or Tesla or whatever. Somebody who's like.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, I guess.
So, but I talked to him and he said that. He's like, yeah, but like if I put up like a prostitute or a pretty girl or something like that, he said those videos take off also. But he still his channel overall, it's not really monetized well. So I remember thinking, well, why don't you stop interviewing all these homeless people? But he's like, no, they have a story to be told and it's important. And so he's more on a mission. And I get that, you know, because you know what I'm saying? Like you need those guys. You know,
yeah. He's an artist. It's an art project.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He's passionate about it. Like I'm not going to do it. But if that's what you want to do, you know, and I think that's important. I think that's great and it's great and he's doing it and perfect. So what I thought about, but I like the setup, the person's on the stool, the backdrop, it's very simplistic. You take some photographs of them, the photographs come and go throughout the whole thing. And it's just them talking. Like you have to just kind of prompt them every once in a while to tell their story. And he doesn't make them go long. Like he doesn't dig in. Like somebody will get on and talk for 15 minutes. Somebody else will talk for 2 hours. So, you know, anyway, so I thought that would be great if you just use like dancers. So
strippers.
Strippers?
Yeah, strippers, dancers. I don't want to say strippers.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure I know what type of dancer.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
exotic
about.
Exotic dancers.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Strippers, right.
You call them strippers?
No. Okay, so strippers, whatever. So if you were to go and do that and have the girl come, she works at Mons Venus or she works at, is Mons Venus still around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, well, 2001's like gone, right?
No. It's there.
Is
still
it?
There. It's still popping.
Wow. All right. So Scarlett's or the Dollhouse or whatever these things. You have the girl come in. She sits down.
24 Karat. It's a good one.
I'm not sure if they're there anymore.
Whatever. Whatever.
The strip clubs on US 19 are the best.
If
I don't know what
if dirty
mean?
Is the best.
Are they? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you have the girl come in. She sits down. She talks for 20 minutes. Maybe she comes in blue jeans and a T-shirt. She talks for 10 minutes. Whatever. That's it. That's her whole story. She leaves. Maybe another girl comes in. She's completely dolled up, and she talks for 2 hours, and it's an absolute heartbreaker, and she's telling about, you know, tragedies and whatever. But I dated a chick for about almost 5 years, and she for 3 years, she stripped at Scarlett's. And this is a cliche, but she was in college and she ended up getting a degree in finance while stripping at Scarlett's. So she would come home and say, man, I met this chick today and this happened and this. And she would just tell me these different stories. I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, like there was a girl that lived down here and flew to New York and would go fly up there for 3 days, stay on in her friend's spare room, fly back. And she's like, she's making like $100,000+ a year. She can't live in New York for that,
yeah,
but she can live like a king down here. And that was like 20 years ago. So you know, she would tell me about these girls, and I thought, you know, those are, that would be a good subject matter. And nobody's doing that. And if you did it well and it was artistic and you weren't like a complete, you know, scumbag about the whole thing, then, you know, I think that that's a channel that might take off. So I started a channel. I need to get it monetized. I need 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, here we go.
I need 1,000. I need 1,000 subscribers. Is he flipping the thing?
No, no, it's on you. Trust me.
Okay. So I need 1,000 subscribers. And in about a couple weeks from now, I'm going to start interviewing the girls. But I need, if anybody out there knows any girls that are dancers that would be interested in telling their story, much like, kind of like Soft White Underbelly, only it's a bad, you know, it's a bad example because if you go there, you're watching drug addicts. But it's the same basic setup. I mean, I can't do the exact same setup. I mean, Mark's amazing.
Strippers and porn stars are some of the most interesting people in the world that I've,
they
ever,
got stories.
That I've ever met.
They got stories.
They got stories, but they usually come from nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They come from broken homes with abuse and that kind of stuff. So they have to figure they have to dig, you know, climb their way out of a hole.
Yeah.
So those people seem to have, I mean, in my experience, those girls seem to have the most character, the most interesting stories, and they seem to be like overall more interesting.
Bro, they've been through some shit. That's the whole
thing.
They
have,
like the coolest people. Like, listen, the guy that was born into an upper middle class family played on the T-ball league and softball and ended up, graduating high school and married his college sweetheart and graduated and went to work as a CPA and had 2.2 kids. And, you know, like, that guy is not that interesting.
No.
You know, no offense. But the guy who came from nothing and went through hell and ended up going to jail and ended up getting, you know, whatever, a couple DUIs and he's had 2 wives and he's had, like, that guy's got a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that have been through hell and back, mm-hmm. those are the guys that have great stories.
Mm-hmm. Or girls.
Or
women.
Or women. I was just thinking, can you play this? Like, you can play this and you're not going to get a copyright thing?
We're not showing the TV. But yeah, we will get a copyright if he shows that TV, but we're not going to show that TV. We're showing you.
Okay. So, yeah. So I think those chicks, some of those girls are going to be like, look, I was born, you know, middle class and everything went well. And I had a friend that talked me into doing this and I make great money and I'm saving the money and I'm banking and that's it. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. Another girl's going to be like, listen, when I was 13 years old, my mother, who's a heroin addict, her boyfriend started molesting me, and after 17, when I turned 17, I left the house and I went. You know, they're going to have like, you know, I joined the military and I draw. After 2 years, I got out, and those chicks are going to be like, that's amazing, like, yeah. That's just amazing.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be a super cool channel, and I think if you just did that, and here's what I think too, here's my idea: they come in, they do whatever, 45 minutes, they tell their story, okay, they leave. You put the whole thing together. I'm going to photograph them a bunch of times. So
Just like Mark.
Oh, listen, I'm total ripoff.
You should paint them instead of photograph them. You should paint them.
Yeah,
like
that's
the
what I need,
like,
more work.
Like
okay.
Rose in the Titanic.
I should paint them. Yeah, because I can whip out a painting in like 20 minutes. Like, that's no big deal. So anyway, back to reality. I'm going to take some photos.
The people do the caricatures at the fair?
I'm going to put together the whole thing, right? Put together the whole thing. Once it's done and you're ready and it's uploaded, I'm going to take a QR code, put it on a... like 500 business cards, mm-hmm. with the girl's name, and give it to the chick so she can pass it out. It's a barcode. So she's got 500 of them. She can give them to a client. She can give them to whoever she wants. You can go and see my bio. Plus, the other thing is, in the description, I'll put any social links that they want.
Your OnlyFans?
Yeah, their OnlyFans, their Instagram, cha-ching. Their Facebook, whatever they want. So that, to me, could lead to something for them. So there's a huge benefit for them. Sorry, go ahead.
I just met this chick the other day. She's 24 years old.
Does your mom know that? I mean, does your wife know this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She's dating a friend of mine. She's 24 years old.
Mm-hmm. She's dating. You're like 40. She's dating
a friend of mine.
when I do it, it's upsetting.
Wait, what?
And when I interrupt you, it's upsetting.
Oh, no, I'm not upset. You're supposed to interrupt. I'm not allowed to interrupt. But she's 23. She's got an OnlyFans.
She was 24.
Oh, no, that's what I meant. 24.
Same thing.
She's got OnlyFans. She's got, you know, this other thing set up where people can call her and, like, talk to her, and she, like, has phone sex with them. But it's not really her. There's a call center in Mexico where these bitches sit there, and they pretend to be her. And they take a fee. And
fat Mexican chick.
Yeah, right. She's like, hey, baby.
And,
hey, baby. it's me, Gloria. And she's making like $60,000 a month.
Oh my God. You need to have her on your thing.
I know.
You got to have her.
Right?
Yeah, nice.
24 years old. Fucking insane.
Mm.
That's nuts.
Unreal.
But yeah, there's a thing about those girls, like strippers or especially porn stars too, because they come from those really shitty places, right? Where they're in a spot where they're really young and they need to find a way out.
Yeah.
So when you're that young, when you're a kid, and especially if you're a female and you're young and
you don't have a lot of choices,
you're attractive, what's the most obvious way to make money? Prostitution, stripping, porn. Like, sex is the most obvious way,
right?
Especially if you can sell your body. Like,
the most obvious way is like a job at McDonald's, but
no, right. That's not real money.
Right. I was gonna say, but let's face it,
the financial way.
Right. But let's face it, you're not gonna go get a job at McDonald's and be able to pay your bills. Mm-hmm, so that right. So people are like, oh, she could get a real job.
Right.
She's 17 or 18 years old.
Right.
She probably maybe she has a high school diploma. Maybe she doesn't.
Right.
She's gonna get a job working at either fast food or in retail, and the fact is, you cannot survive on that.
No.
So what is her second option, of course, is...
Yeah. If you're living with some abusive uncle and you need to get out, you need to find a place to rent, you need to get your own car, you need to do all this stuff. The most obvious thing, if I'm a young, whatever, in my late teens or early 20s girl who's in that situation, I'm going to go fucking be a stripper or I'm going to go do porn. I mean, those girls are the one. And a lot of those girls make a shitload of money doing that. And a lot of them get fucking, they turn into like social media celebrities. Like that girl Lana Rhodes. She's fucking
a lot of
worth
them
tens of millions of dollars.
A lot of them end up crashing too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like they don't know how to manage the money. They end up getting with some guy who basically takes advantage of them. They don't know how to invest the money. They work for 10 years. They still have nothing. They don't understand why they're making $70,000 a year, and they don't understand. I understand. I have no money. My bills are always late. Your boyfriend doesn't have a job. You know, he's blowing all your money. You're on hooked on drugs. Like, where's my money going? Well, you know, they don't understand. So I get it. You know what's disappointing about this whole conversation? I really, really was talking to a buddy of mine, and I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pitch the idea to Danny and Hat Rack." And I said, And I said, I'm telling you right now, I said, they're going to be total jerks about it. Like, they're going to be like, either that stupid, or they're going to say, like, nobody wants to this or that, or, yeah. They're going to be all, like, weirdos.
Why does that upset you?
Why is it upset? Well, it upsets me because that's what I was expecting. Like, this isn't what I expected. I expected you to be more of a jerk about it.
Why would I be a jerk about it?
I don't know. You typically are. It's just I just assume you'll usually have some kind of a childish, you know, 14-year-old response to something like this, and instead you're actually being mature about it.
That's a decent idea.
Now I'm questioning it.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, no, I think that's a good idea.
I like it.
Yeah, you gotta paint it right. That's all.
I got it. I already named it. I already got the channel.
What's it called?
It's called Pink Crush.
Pink Crush.
And I put a little video up. I put a video up.
Jerry, you know a logo? I can get Luke to make you a logo.
No, you can't.
So wrong. Have you talked to Luke?
I haven't talked to Luke ever since that day. We haven't even talked about it on this podcast at all either.
That is so upsetting.
I know, it's sad. Aiden was here. That was the last time Aiden ran the podcast, ran the switcher. Aiden was sitting right there when that whole thing went down.
This is going to be a much, much less interesting podcast. Let's put it that way. So, I do. I got the channel, and I put up a little video. I'm going to reshoot it tomorrow because it's really kind of cruddy.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I just made the channel today, and it's called Pink Crush, mm-hmm. and I use the symbol for the female symbol.
Yeah.
When it's pink. Well, it's black on a pink background. Is it pink on a black background? I don't know. But, I did it. And like you can go there, but when I punch it into YouTube, it wouldn't.
Are you on TikTok yet?
You need like a neon light sign logo or something, like all the.
But this is actually kind of I'm trying to
you need
do
like
it.
A strip club sign.
Pink Crush. Just yeah, like it does come crush. Up. It doesn't neon come up.
That's because it's a brand new channel, though. They don't show up. They don't start propagating in search until you have the channel for like at least a month, right?
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that sucks. Because,
they want to know that you're serious about your YouTube channel before they start, you know, giving you the search.
But I punched in the exact name.
It doesn't matter. Sometimes, you know as well as I do, we've had episodes that we've done, and you can search for the exact title of our podcast, and they don't even show up on YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube controls that shit.
Oh, I sent it to you, didn't I?
They got it locked down tight.
Matt Cox. Bro, I sent this to you.
Look at Kyler Murray. That's a little guy, Kyler Murray. He's like your height. He's like your height. No, he's a little, probably taller than you.
No, that's not possible. Okay, so yeah, I got my little channel. I got my thing right here. There, that's.
Let me see it. Let me see it. Big crush. Let me see.
Yeah. I'm gonna redo it.
Somebody just proposed me a trade.
Pink Crush.
Pink Crush. Yeah, I gotta redo that.
Channel that I just started. It's gonna be called Pink Crush, and I think we're gonna still spell Crush with a K.
Yeah, so I didn't spell it with a K, by the way. Not spell it.
It's basically a channel where I'm gonna be interviewing.
Look at that nice podcast studio you got. Right?
Like it's an illusion.
From clubs around.
It's what?
Really, it's an illusion. What do you mean? Country, it's not that nice.
I don't know if they'll just be from Florida or around the country.
Let me see.
Like one inch.
I think I like the you know, to add on to your niche, not only would it be strippers, but it's cool that it's Florida strippers.
Yeah. And I said that. I said because they Florida may be from around the world. I mean, they may be from around the world. Give me a break. Maybe from around the country, but
yeah, they might be from around the world.
I mean, we'll see who comes.
Yeah. I mean, you go to the strip club, there's a lot of women definitely ain't from here.
Yeah.
Are you big on TikTok? You use TikTok a lot?
No.
I had my friend Wally Green called me today, and I tried posting something on TikTok, and he called me. He's like, bro, you're doing it all wrong. He showed me the right way to do it. He's like, because he does, Wally Green, he's the ping pong player who's played in tournaments all over the world. He's been in North Korea playing ping pong, ping pong tournaments, North Korea, fucking China, Australia, Germany, everywhere. And he lives in New York City now, and he makes ping pong videos on TikTok, and he blows up on there. He's blowing up. And he was telling me all like the little tips and tricks to make your TikTok blow up.
I mean, TikTok, I have a TikTok, but it doesn't do anything. Like we put up little snippets. And
there's that recent leak of all those Facebook documents. You know, that girl that was whistleblower for Facebook.
Yeah.
In one of those documents that she leaked, Facebook, they showed a study on there comparing Instagram, which Facebook owns, to TikTok, and it showed that Facebook's user base is like a large majority of boomers, and it's like dwindling in the younger demographic year by year by year. And Instagram is starting to make that same trend. And their Facebook's own studies show that TikTok, people on TikTok, what did it say? It said that TikTok has 2 to 3 times more teenagers and people in like their early 20s than Instagram. And Instagram is like, Instagram's audience is aging up a lot faster, and people in their teenage years and their early 20s spend 2 to 3 times more time on TikTok versus Instagram, which is pretty crazy.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's more interactive. There's more stuff, you know, stuff to look at. It's fun. But the thing is that it's not, you know, as far as creating a kind of like a personal account, you know?
Yeah. It's not really that.
No, it's not like Instagram. It's not like you can post pictures and you can post pictures and little things like that. So once you
start to like mess around and scroll through TikTok a couple times, Instagram just seems so much more boring compared to it.
I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying, but still, there's a personal appeal to Instagram and Facebook.
You really?
Know? Like, I can't really get the appeal
of Facebook? I can't really.
You can post pictures and you can talk and you say
profile. TikTok, you just go on there, do your little
dance.
Yeah,
you do your little funny things and
I see
post
all my shit on TikTok is like crazy golf tricks and tips and.
I mean, I guess it depends on what your interest is. See, like, I never get anything like that.
No.
All I get is.
They serve you what you already like.
Yeah, of course. I've got I get lots of jokes and funny things, and I get some conspiracy theory stuff. But only because I'll get them, and then I'll shoot them to people that I know. Yeah. And so they're like, he shares this stuff. Yeah. He must love it. I really don't love it, but I know all these crackpots that love it. Yeah. And this will get them going. Boom. Did you see that, bro? Oh, that's crazy, man. Did I tell you about that? Oh, okay. I'll just listen. This guy's insane.
Bro, I just saw today, they're, because TikTok is owned, the company that owns TikTok, I forget what the fuck it's called. It's called like BitDance or something. It's this company that's owned by China.
Yeah, China
by the
company.
It's a CCP company.
Right.
That owns TikTok. And that guy, Ted Cruz, was like grilling the spokesperson for TikTok under oath just the other day. And he's like, under your privacy policy, it says that the privacy of the users on TikTok is subject to TikTok XYZ and TikTok and TikTok subsidiaries and other or something like that. And he's like, so does this other include Beijing, the Beijing owned company called whatever that owns TikTok? The guy like wouldn't answer it. He's like, it's a yes or no question. Is other
considered? I gotta go back to China and.
Yeah. If you can you find Aiden, try to find that video of Ted Cruz questioning TikTok. It's fucking crazy because Ted Cruz is actually like ethering this guy in front of Congress, and this guy's just like, oh, blah, 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 blah. It's like yes or no, it's binary. Like answer it, yes or no question. This guy's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. He keeps like just like dodging it and going around it. So it's pretty shady that you know it's quite possibly TikTok is sharing.
And who is that Beijing company?
Yeah, I think it's like BitDance or something, but it's a company based in the U.S., but they are partial, like one of their investors is, like the CCP owns a percentage of that company.
Mm-hmm.
Like all companies in China, most big companies in China.
Technical or tech companies and manufacturing companies, the Chinese government owns a portion of it.
Right, right. I had this conversation with an argument with him earlier this week. He's like, why is everyone hating on China? He didn't understand why everyone's hating on China. He's like, what's everyone hating on China for? I was explaining to him.
World domination. Like they're not trying to just like, hey, we're just going to hang out here and make some money and be okay and help our people. Like they're thinking, no, we're just coming for everybody.
Right.
I mean, I feel like America thinks they own the whole world.
But it's dwindling quickly. And here's the thing. Look, here's the problem with that is that China. So I love it when there's people like, yeah, but we do this and we do that and we bully people and we this. Yeah, I understand. But you understand that if the balance shifts, people are not going to, like other countries are not going to be as kind to us as we've been to them. Like so we're not taking over your country. We'd like to trade with you. We'd like to do this. We'd like you to be a democracy. We'd like you to be an ally. But the truth is, if you decide against it, well, then, okay, that's fine. Go away. We'll just leave you alone. But China doesn't want you to be like an ally. China wants to take over. You're now a part of the Chinese of China. You're now a part of the Communist Party. Like, we're going to wipe everybody out. And so people are like, well, that's not good. No shit, it's not good. Like they're already wiping out their own people. They got an entire section of a whole entire sect of people that they're wiping out right now because they don't feel like they're ethnically Chinese enough. So you tell me, how Chinese are you? Are you Chinese enough? No. You know what they're doing right now in Africa? Like in Africa, we give them loans to build things, right? And then, of course, they can't pay for the – did you ever read Confessions of an Economic Hitman?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. It's so devious.
Really?
Oh, it's based on it's written from a guy who actually says like he tried to write the book several times. He had worked for a company that basically was a company that was basically the CIA. So, or the combination like CIA State Department, where they would go in and they would offer these massive loans in like South America to build all these roads and a dam, and they'd give like whoever, some country in South America, Peru or something. And so they build this stuff. And if they pilfer the loan and they can't build it, well, they still have to repay it. Like, I don't care what you do with the money. You know, we're going to hire you. We'd like you to hire these companies, American companies, to build it. And hopefully it gets built. And hopefully you guys don't steal the money before we can build it. But once it's built, you have to pay it back. If you can't pay it back, well, then we have the option to come in and run this part of the dam and do this and do that, and we get to take your UN vote. Like, so now you have to vote our way in the UN. Mm. There's all this manipulation. And really what we did was we gave you a loan that we really didn't think you were going to be able to pay back. And when you couldn't, now we get your stuff.
That sounds familiar.
Right. What?
That just sounds like typical bank shit.
I mean, okay, well, no, the banks want you to pay, bro. The banks don't want your house. But the point is that they're doing that. So here's the thing. But the problem is a lot of times, like in a lot of countries, we would give them loans and they couldn't pay it back, and they really only lose very little. They might lose their voting rights in NATO or whatever, you know, the UN or whatever, but it's not like huge. Well, China's coming in, and China is saying, like, they're going to Africa right now, and they are they're building roads, but they're building the roads. So they're building the roads, they're building factories, they're building things in these other countries and having their the Africans work them, but they still own everything. So they're basically enslaving them in their own country because they don't want them in their country. So we're going to build these factories, we're going to have you guys work them, and then we're going to, you know, we're going to reap the profits, and you guys don't own anything, and if you can't pay or whatever, you know, the problem is, then we can always come in and take things over. They're giving themselves, they're turning these countries into, you know, satellite, not even satellite countries. You can't even say, yeah. Like you go to Africa. There's tons of Chinese in Africa right now.
Are they
now.
Loaning the money to Africa to build this, or are they?
No, they're building it themselves. Like, we would loan them the money. They're going in and give them a loan that they couldn't pay. The Chinese are going in and they're building everything and then hiring all the Africans. So we're going to raise your economy up a little bit.
Okay.
But look, you see how they treat their own people.
How do they treat their own people?
Right, look,
explain him. He doesn't know.
Like your cell phone right now. You understand if you work like a, you know what a good job in China right now? First of all, there used to be no middle class, but they actually have a growing middle class. But right now, if you work, and let's say you work for Apple in China,
Foxconn.
Okay, Foxconn. So they here's what they do. You work there, so you're working 40 to 60 hours a week, and you can live in, and it's in the middle of nowhere. There's nowhere to live. So you can live in one of our buildings. It costs this much money. You can have a cell phone. It costs this much money. You can get on the food plan. It's this much. By the time they're done, these people are basically making, after they pay all their bills, they might have a few dollars left over. Like, they're trapped. It was so bad. The depression was so bad in these buildings.
Suicide.
People were jumping out of the buildings. And so when there was pressure put on Apple, because there were all these articles saying, this is, are you happy with your cell phone? Because Chinese people are jumping out of buildings because they're working 50, 60, 70 hours a week and you're taking all their money. It's a complete trap. And this is their own people. And Apple said, look, you have to fix this. Do you know what they did to fix it? You're right, we do. We're gonna lock the windows, and if they knock them out, we're putting nets.
That's nice.
They put nets at the end, so if they do jump, they'll hit the net.
Yeah.
Maybe just pay them a little bit more. Is that an option? They're like, oh, that's crazy. Wait a minute.
No.
That's
more affordable.
Right. So I'm saying, what are they going to do? If this is their own people, what are they going to do? And listen, they're going to want to take Taiwan back. They're already trying to do that. They're already making these little fake islands. So they're making little fake islands off the coast of China so that they can expand the China's like what's their property. They're going to try and take, they want Taiwan, but they've already said that we want Taiwan back.
They're taking Taiwan over.
Yeah, we're going to take this back.
What was the latest at some point? What was the last jurisdiction they took over? The NBA player was talking about it. The guy for the Celtics. I forget.
What are we saying? Wait, what was the question?
Man, I can't believe
they keep taking more and more territory. Like, they keep claiming,
right,
more
but nobody's
and more territory.
Nobody does anything.
How come they can't take North Korea?
They work with North Korea.
Yeah, they don't want North Korea.
They are.
There's a ton of people there. They're all start. So basically, they'd have to come in and feed the first. That's like us invading North Korea. Why don't we invade North Korea? First of all,
because they have China.
Well, of course, one, they have China. But the second problem is this. Now we have to feed all these people. Like, they're starving to death right now.
Right.
We come in. It's a logistical nightmare to have to feed all these people in an economy that can't pay for their own food. So we don't want that problem. China doesn't want the problem. Why wasn't China? China could go in there in a weekend and take over the whole country. They're like, these people, the average height down there is like 5'1". They have no nutrition. I'm like a giant in China. I'm like 6'2" in China. I could be pushing everybody around. But yeah, it's horrible in North Korea. It's horrible.
Right.
It's horrible. Did you see the one soldier? This was a couple of years ago. He escaped. He got through the demilitarized zone. He actually got into South Korea. They were like, listen, this guy had like six different like tapeworms inside of him. They said malnutrition. I mean, he was just falling apart. This is a soldier. Mm-hmm. And he was explaining, he's like, look, there's no food. Like, we're barely being fed. And they chased him down. They tried to kill him on their way there. They're shooting at him, everything.
You want to know what's fucking crazy? What I just found out the other day when I Googled it, when me and him were arguing about, he was trying to argue with me about China. He's saying China's, no, there's nothing wrong with China. And I was trying to explain to him all this stuff.
Bro.
I was like, I looked it up. I said, what crimes are punishable by death in China? Fucking fraud.
Oh, yeah, fraud.
Mortgage fraud.
No, no good, bro. No
death
good.
Penalty.
Almost any type of fraud was death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's bad. Did you remember the thing where that guy, did they kill him or did he kill himself? Where they had the dog food from China and they were putting some kind of bullshit filler in it. Like, that was like basically it was like styrofoam or something in the dog food or something just to save a little few pennies. And when they found out about it, the guy was like, I think he killed himself or they, because it was fraud. Like you're running a scam and you're making us look bad. You're selling this to the Americans. Now it's in all their papers. They're going to stop buying. They're going to stop buying this, you know, all food products for all these different companies. And of course the Chinese government, you know, we own parts of those companies. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, that's it. You're dead. You're a dead man.
So he just killed himself.
I think he killed himself or I want to say he killed himself. It was, listen, whatever it was, it was outrageous what happened to him as a result of it. Like I hear like they'd be like, you can go to jail for 18 months. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a bad
probation.
Yeah, it's fine.
But China has basically an economic stranglehold on the rest of the world.
Well, they've got a long-term plan. They're not thinking next quarter. They're not thinking the next two or three quarters ahead. They're thinking the next half a century.
Right.
You know, so how do you, and their entire thing is being run by one guy and a party that's designed for world domination. You know, they're not saying, hey, let's all just be friends. It's like, no, we're going to, they're going to take over South America. They're already taking it over. South America and Africa. That's what's going to happen.
Which parts of South America are they taking over?
I mean, I don't know exactly what parts, but there's tons of them down there.
Really?
They're building roads. They're building factories. They're hiring people. It's massive.
Wow.
In China, they have the surveillance system where they can, they're tracking all their citizens, like almost
like
all the cities,
like they are here.
Facial recognition. Yeah, but this is, they're tracking you everywhere you go, and they're recording.
They don't
things
do that here.
You do. No, I don't. Not to. Let me put it. It's so out there. It's so obvious. They've come up with a social score.
Yeah,
so,
a social credit score.
Social credit score. So if you,
we're on that way. We're heading in that direction though. Here,
if you've you were drunk in public,
maybe they're just more open about it.
Well, maybe, but listen, no matter how bad it is, it may or may not be here if it were to ever happen. There, you've been caught littering twice. There was a domestic charge. You weren't charged, but there was a domestic call. Your neighbors complained. And one time you had a DUI 4 years ago. And guess what? You graduated high school, but very low in your class. So you've got a very low social score. So we're not going to allow you to use any of the trains or planes. You can't leave the country and you can't leave the city. And you can't live in certain areas. Are you serious? Like, yeah, that's it. Yeah. What are you talking about? Like, the paper fell out of my pocket. My wife, since she's bipolar, she's screaming, and the neighbors called the cops. Like, what are you talking? How is this? Yeah, no. That's
who's to say I was drunk when I was driving?
Right. Did I do bad in high school? No, but no offense. I had no parents, no parental supervision, and my teachers sucked, and I have a learning disability. How do I have a 4 on the social score? Like, I mean, you know, it's unfair. Mm-hmm. Like there's just these things that are just ridiculous. Listen, bro, I my biggest fear would be China. Luckily, by the time they probably start invading and taking over, I'll be dead.
But they probably won't invade like forcefully, right? Like
right now
they don't
can't.
Need to.
They don't have the navy. They don't have the ability to move their troops into like one of the few countries in the world that has the ability to move a massive amount of their forces across the world is the United States.
Right, mm-hmm, right.
Like China doesn't have that. Right now their concern is protecting our borders, and we can expand our borders from where we're at. Mm-hmm. Take over this country, we'll take over this island.
Slow burn.
Slowly. But at this point, they're spending more and more money every single year, and I think it's something like in 10 years from now, they'll be spending the same amount of money we're spending on defense. And their economy is massive.
Oh, yeah.
So at some point, it will overtake our economy. When it overtakes our economy and they can outspend us, then they win.
Right.
You know,
you would think if you were in charge of a country, right, like for a second, hypothetically, forget about human rights, forget about the people of your country. But if you treat your instead of it being your business, it's your country, and you want to make it the dominant superpower of the world, they're doing it right. Like, they are the superpower.
Yeah, but they're also doing it at the expense of their own people. Like you would think you would try and dump money or dump more resources or, you know, have an economic plan that helped elevate your own people. I mean, a ton of people are just dirt poor in China. Like, grow your middle class. You know, United States in the 70s was like at our peak. Our middle class was massive. Like, people were doing well. Mm-hmm. You know, people aren't doing great now. You know, and
one of the presidents had the idea of moving all of our industrial manufacturing and stuff with like car manufacturers and steel and all that stuff. We shipped it all to China, right? Like,
yeah, but here's the president.
When did that happen?
I have no idea. Well, I don't know which president. There's a lot of cars that are made in China. There's a lot of cars are made here too. The problem is at some point,
yeah, but like Detroit used to be like a metropolis.
Oh yeah, of course. Now it's hellhole.
Right.
But I mean, imagine someday you need to start. You start manufacturing tanks and all of these types of things, and most a ton of stuff is being manufactured with your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what do you do? So it's just I just don't think it's a good situation at all. Like, to me right now with Biden being president, like I would invade Taiwan right now and just take it over. Like, take that whole line. Like, who's gonna really nobody. Is he competent to make any of these decisions? Like, it to him, he'd be like, hey, I sent a harshly worded email. I mean, like, what are you going to do? Like, he's backpedaled so much. It's such a disaster.
Well, we've bend the knee to China pretty much constantly, right? All of our biggest companies do. The NBA bends the knee to China when anything happens. When one of the NBA players or one of the NBA executives says some shit about China on Twitter, they fire that person or they push them down or they silence them.
Yeah. At some point,
the NBA completely bends the knee to China because I think China is 10% of the NBA's total revenue.
What's Russia doing over there?
Play this video. This video is fucking hilarious. Okay. This is Ted Cruz talking to the TikTok executive.
I was just going to say, that's Ted Cruz?
Get some volume going. Turn the volume up on the remote.
You got the
on
remote.
The remote, Aiden.
Oh, no, that's the light.
The TV remote. Yeah, right there. There you go.
I like the title as Ted Cruz explodes.
Oh, we got no audio. Oh, you gotta go to the volume audio settings on the monitor on the bottom right.
There it's going.
Testimony, you talked about all the things you say TikTok is doing.
This is fucking great. Watch this.
About your parent. You finally answered yes, that you can share all your information with your parent company based in Beijing. I've asked you 3 times about this sister company that is obviously another affiliate. You've refused 3 times. That may be revealing. Often, as Sherlock Holmes observed about the dogs that do not bark, it may be revealing that
this guy's quoting Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he is. Company, Matlock.
Business of online propaganda. You're refusing to answer whether they fall under your privacy policy. That reveals, I think, a great deal. Unfortunately.
Senator, with all due respect, I'm just trying to be accurate here.
Well, did you say no? If it's no, then it's no.
Right.
Is it yes or
it's
no?
It's obviously not no. Right?
Well, you can't just say yes, right?
He can't say yes or he's dead, man. He might disappear.
Wouldn't it be great if he said, Senator, I have children?
Yeah, right. Do you have children, Senator?
Stated a number of times that entity is a domestic entity within China for licenses there.
And apples are red. You stated something that is not the question I asked. Is it another affiliate as defined under your privacy policy? Yes or no? You're here under oath. Are you going to answer the question?
Answer the question.
Or were you instructed not to answer this question?
No, Senator, I'm just... You're just not refusing to answer because you don't want to?
Senator, it is not affiliated with TikTok. That's your question. That is the answer.
Then say no.
I want to be clear because you're under oath. Your answer is that Beijing ByteDance technology is not a, quote, other affiliate of our corporate group, as your privacy policy uses that term. This is a legal question with consequence.
Senator, I understand the question. As I pointed out, TikTok is not available in China. That is an entity that is for purposes of a license of business in China that is not affiliated with TikTok.
So for the record, you're refusing to answer the question.
I believe I answered your question, Senator.
Yes or no? Tell me which one it is. Just give me one word, yes or no.
Senator, can you force somebody to give you a yes or no answer?
No. Mm-hmm.
It's not,
no.
It's not a yes or no question. I want to be precise.
Is this company another? It does seem like it's a yes or no question.
That is binary. There's not a maybe. Yes or no.
It's is this company one of these? It won't fall within this group.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Does this company fall within? That's like saying.
Sorry for the long video.
Is Shane a member of my family?
Right, right.
Yes or no?
Well,
see, you're under... Exactly. I'm not quite sure what you're saying.
Define family.
It's sketchy that he wouldn't answer no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not even sketchy. It's obvious. It's obvious. Answer
right.
Is.
You can see.
But, I mean, he's playing the role like any other typical lawyer in a courtroom.
I have children. Please stop asking me this question.
So, Matt, based on your information and your knowledge that you know about China, why wouldn't that guy say yes or no?
All my information comes from YouTube. But, obvious. Yeah, it must be.
Is it crazy? Do you think China is collecting biometric data on American teenagers through TikTok?
I think on everybody. I think they've got massive buildings filled with computer banks that are just storing just tons of information on everybody. But you know what's interesting? Why isn't TikTok in China? And my other question is, you understand, China doesn't like they don't have any respect for our intellectual property. Did you?
No, right. I told him that too. He doesn't care.
Oh, did you? That's what's wrong with you. See, they're banking on you. So, look,
how much money is China making off me?
Look, for instance, I'll give you an example. They're stealing intellectual property from U.S. companies. Who do you think pays for all of that research that China just comes in and says, oh, let's just steal this? You know,
Nike doesn't seem too upset. All the shoes are made there.
Well, no, because they're making tons of money. So what do they care? But it's not, I'm not talking about. That's what they're banking on. They're banking on people to be happy watching sitcoms and playing with their cell phones while they grow and doing nothing. Pull your troops back from here. We don't need to build this many tanks. Forget about getting the next generation fighter. Don't worry about putting money into satellite research. We're good. We're happy. We've got cell phones. We get to go to dinner twice a week. Like, you know, we can play baseball. We can watch baseball and football. And, you know, so we're happy. So what does it matter while we're sitting here, you know, la, 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 la. And they're building up. And then one day they start building troop transports.
We're not building nothing over here?
No, but we're not expanding. They're expanding. Let me put it this way.
Why aren't we expanding?
That's what I'm saying. Listen, people talk about like colonialism. We shouldn't have colonial. Listen. If I was president, Mexico would be a state right now. I mean, we're worried about the border. Man, I'd just go in that whole place and clean it out. It'd be horrible. It'd be brutal. Let me tell you something.
There'd be firing squads.
Clean it out?
Oh, there'd be firing squads. Oh, and as far as Afghanistan,
well, that doesn't sound any better than China.
No, wait till they get carte blanche to do whatever they want. You don't really think that they're going to like let the rest of us. Like, we're subhuman to them. You know, the way we looked at the Chinese back throughout the 1800s and 1900s, like we were like they were little people with squinty eyes and they couldn't see like we were completely racist, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it shifted. Like they think we're not in the same category as them. Like they don't want Americans. Like they'll take a couple Americans because you know we're kind of creative and they like to have us come in, pay us a little bit of money, steal our stuff, steal this. The windmills that they all had, they had some company come in and build the windmills and come up with all the software. And then you know what they did? They said, yeah, we don't need any more of your windmills. Why? Because we've now figured out how to do the software. We've now got, now we're manufacturing the windmills. We're putting them all up ourselves. We've stolen your intellectual property. These people then, the windmill companies over here, the for the electric windmills, sued them billions of dollars worth of lawsuits that they're supposed to pay. And the Chinese are like, yeah, we're not paying. But you clearly stole our stuff. You're using all of our technology to build your windmills. Yeah, I know. What are you going to do?
Right.
Nothing. You're not going to do anything.
We can't do shit.
Right. We're just going to keep your stuff. So what I'm saying is,
they're basically getting economically bullied by them.
Right. And at some point,
you're telling me that doesn't go both ways?
I'm saying that right now and for the past 50 years, we could have invaded all of these other countries. We didn't. We didn't, though. So what I'm saying is they're
behind
already
closed doors. I think we kind
I
of
disagree. Iraq
did,
and Afghanistan, we invaded.
I mean, we own banks in all the fucking countries.
Yeah, but you're so what just happened in Afghanistan? You know what I'm saying? Like what's happened in all of these countries? I mean, we're saying, hey, become a democracy. We're not coming in saying, like, to me, it'd be colonialism. I'd go straight in and just wipe out the entire upper structure, and I would wipe out everybody, and I'd put our own people in, and I'd have green zones, and they'd all be subservient. It'd be brutal. There'd be firing squads. It'd be horrific.
Christ, Matt Cox.
Because that's what's going to happen when China takes over. They're going to come in here, and your children are going to be lined up and going to their schools. And if you say anything, you're going to be in an internment camp, or you're going to be executed. And they're going to go through and they're going to clean everybody out.
You didn't tell me you were such a nihilist.
I mean, what am I supposed to say, bro? I mean, it's the truth. I mean, that's what's going to happen. Like,
you think they could take us over?
Right now, I don't. Right now, I don't. Right now, I think it's first of all, they can't even invade right now. Like, they literally can't move
their
troops.
Their navy is like nothing compared to ours.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So
but you also know what they're
up.
But you know what they're building, because you know what they're building.
No,
they're building these submarines that are kind of like we have the drones. Mm-hmm. They have subs that are like that. So their whole concept is right now, we build. Do you remember the Wolf Packs in World War II? So in Germany, what they could do from inside of Germany was we can't build these massive ships. It's too much. But what we can do is we can build 1,000, 2,000 submarines. Mm-hmm. So we can make the sea so dangerous that they can't use it to their advantage. So we can't build a bunch of ships from Germany. We don't have the resources. We don't have the ability. We don't have the manufacturing to do it.
We can't get fucking drone submarines.
No, what I'm saying is we don't have them. I'm saying they do.
Surely
they're building so many of them that they're going to make the sea so dangerous.
Dropping bombs.
They're going to make the sea so dangerous that even if they don't have the ships, they can take out ours. They don't have to build ships to compete with us if they just remove ours from the equation. And it's cheaper to build.
Submarines are considered Navy. A submarine is considered a warship.
What do you mean it's considered a warship?
It's considered a submarine is part of a Navy.
First of all, they're not even manned. We're talking about
they're not manned.
No, they're like drones.
They're unmanned.
Right, so you got
surely we can
got a
get
bunch
some
of guys
those,
in a
no?
huh?
Surely we can
you
get
know
a
how
few
many,
of those.
I mean, but you have to develop like you can't put together something like that from scratch.
We can't.
That takes a decade in research. Then you have to figure out the manufacturer, and then you have to. They're way ahead of us. They're already figuring this out. They're going
to
have a massive, massive military, and
they got
the men
that far ahead of
Are
us.
You serious? Listen, check the comments. It's going to go nuts.
We got drones flying around the world, dropping bombs on people.
But
we can't figure out how to make them go under the water.
They've got like 20 soldiers for every one soldier we have.
Right,
that's 20 to 1. You can have bows and arrows, and I can have a machine gun. And guess what? You're going to take me out. You got 20 guys. I've got what? You're gonna get me. There's 20 of you.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's definitely true.
I mean, we got missiles and all sorts of shit.
What's the population of China?
Yeah, but so why? How are they so far ahead of us?
Well, even if they're not, look, I'm not saying that they are technically superior. What I'm saying is, if it comes down to it, the numbers alone should tell you that. First of all, they have more tanks than us already, by the way. They have more tanks. They have more troop transports as far as like inside the country. They have more jeeps. They have 20 times. I think it's something like it is. I think it's like 20 people, 20 soldiers for every one of our soldiers. I mean, come on,
1.4 billion.
I know that's an issue.
How many people do we have? We have 300 million in the U.S.?
They got more people.
Is it 350 now? Is it 350 or 330 something right now?
350 maybe. What's the U.S. population? 1.4 billion in 2020 in China. That's fucking absurd. Okay, United States right there. Yeah, 325 million. 329 million.
320. Ooh, I said 330.
Yeah, you were close.
How many people, how many soldiers are in the Chinese military?
Yeah, look that up. Soldiers in the Chinese military. Did you see that video on social media of the North Korean soldiers putting on that show for Kim Jong-un? They had like this, but they had this group of North Korean soldiers doing like crazy fucking martial arts, like kicking people in the head, doing backflips, like Jackie Chan type shit.
Yeah, this guy's like, he's like.
Okay, China, military size, 4,015,000 total personnel.
4 million. How many
United
are in the
States? 2.2 million.
4 million versus two. So what?
So they got twice the per
one.
Okay, yeah. Twice. Whatever, bro. It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot. That's double. That's double our people. Double.
Yeah, but
it's not 20. But it is double.
What do you want to do about it?
What? I don't want to do anything. What do you mean? What I want to do is I want to put more money into military, and I want to start taking over some countries. That's what I want to do. I want to take all of South America. I want to take all.
That's the answer I was looking for.
Yeah. What do I want to? I want to take. I want to go in. I want to push all the way through.
But we're already
Mexico.
We're already putting an insane amount of money into the military. What do you mean?
No. I mean more. And I think you go in and you take over Mexico, and I think you go into all of South America, and I think you go into all of Africa. And I think that's it.
Yeah, but then you got to feed all those people, like you said. Now what?
Listen, I'm not.
He doesn't. Look, the
difference is that
he wants to kill them all.
I'm not that concerned about feeding them.
He wants to kill them all.
Yeah, we were talking about why
he said firing squads. Wait,
listen,
this guy's this guy. We're sitting next to the modern day Hitler.
I'm just saying something. You got to start thinking long term.
You're taking over. Like what's his
Amadeo?
Name? Amadeo.
Yeah,
you're just another Amadeo.
Yeah, who was arrested, by the way.
So
when? He's in jail.
What? He's back in jail?
No.
I thought I told you this. How did that happen?
Probation they violated his probation, threw him back in jail. Now, we don't know if it's a new charge. See, I don't talk to him. But we don't know if it's a new charge or if it's just a probation violation because he was combining several companies and he had a bunch of offices in Orlando. And basically he was doing what he does. He was putting together a company and start. I told you it's not stopping.
Oh my God.
He's going on. Yeah.
And listen, in my book, I explain that he will get out and do it all over again.
Right.
He's been doing this.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, oh yeah.
It's hard to have it's hard to have a positive outlook on humanity and the world when all it is just these separate fucking groups of people just trying to take over and kill the other group of people.
Did I tell you about
that? That's all we are.
One of his things was he was going to like execute like all the lawyers. During a rant one time. So just for your knowledge, I wrote a book called It's Insanity about a guy named Frank Amadeo who
Go buy that fucking book now, you cocksuckers.
Rapid cycling bipolar with features of schizophrenia that believes that God is telling him he is preordained to be emperor of the world. The book's not even long. It's like less than 200 pages. But great book. Tried to take over the Congo. Did you ever watch the documentary,
yes.
9 Days in the Congo?
Yep.
Awesome.
Fucking amazing.
He's great. Like, I mean, I got photos and everything.
He tries to take over the Congo. He tries to become the president of the Congo?
He tried
to get a guy elected as president of the Congo.
Right,
right. He had in his pocket.
Yeah. And he had a military, he basically had like a private military group that went in there. He had hired a bunch of mercenaries. It was basically like a coup. They were going to take over, a political coup, but still a coup.
Right.
And they figured it out and they arrested his guys and eventually he gets them released and it doesn't work. But the fact that you even think that you can do it is insane. Tried to buy a bunch of F-15s and F-16s that were used. I mean, anyway, the point is, yeah, got out on COVID, violated somehow, whether it's a new charge, I don't know, but they put him back in jail. He's back in jail right now.
Fuck.
Is he back in Coleman?
No, he's just in like the Marshall's holdover.
Oh my God.
Damn.
I'm trying to think. You know where I'm trying to think because I actually looked it up. So, I mean, you know,
Can you Google Frank Amadeo? Let's see if we can find any news articles on him. That's fucked up, bro.
I'm trying to find Mike Amadeo.
There's no finding him. He's in Dunedin somewhere.
I don't know.
I'm trying to. Oh, okay. I know what I'm going to do.
Frank Amadeo.
Try the
second one. Here it is. Wait, look, here's where he is. He's in SeminoleSheriff.org. So
Seminole County
Sheriff.org. Like SeminoleSheriff.org. Look. Here.
Oh my God. Look at this fuck, bro. He looks old. He looks weathered in this face.
He's beat, bro. He's trying to take over the world.
I mean, it's not easy. It's hard on you.
Yeah. It's a hard life.
Wow.
Did you go to the inmate thing or can I have my thing back?
Hang on, let me see what else you got going on
here. Yeah, no. I mean, what are you doing?
That's fucked up, man. Fucking Amadeo, bro. So let me ask you this. If Matt Cox was president of the United States.
Oh God.
What?
Who are you taking first?
You're taking Amadeo. You're going to make Amadeo.
Amadeo's president.
Amadeo's Amadeo may be
Amadeo's VP.
He's head of military.
Absolutely. Military, NASA, yeah. and he may be Joint Chiefs of Staff. Listen, things are changing.
Hey, speaking of
things
NASA.
Things are changing.
Speaking of NASA.
And there'd be, oh my God, brutal.
Who else are you hiring?
Brutal. Listen, right now, it'd be the state of Afghanistan. We'd be 51 states. There'd probably be, by now, 55 states.
But why would
have done taking over like Mexico, Afghanistan? Oh, there'd be some like Puerto Rico. Yeah, you're a state now. I mean, just like all these things that no, we're scratching that. We're scratching that. Mm-mm. No.
So why doesn't the United States take over these countries?
Because they consider it like colonialism, and it's like it's bad because you're making them subservient to your because what happened was like, look, you've got France. And the Netherlands
but
also.
If we could make, it seems like if we could make Mexico, is the reason we don't like if you could say like okay we could take Mexico we could do a deal we could make them part of the United States and make Mexico we can improve everything about Mexico the quality of life there the jobs there like we can make it as part of the United States it seems like it
the
you
economy,
could do it without,
our economy would get hurt though that's the problem is our economy for a temporary period of time would be a drain.
Why?
Because you'd be absorbing an economy that is not functioning as well as ours.
Okay.
You know, it'd be like, you know, it's like, you know, marrying your wife who basically is in the hole every single month and now you have to start contributing to pay her bills. It's like,
Right.
You know, so eventually you think, okay, it's okay because I can get her straightened out and I can fix this and we can refinance this and we can do this. And eventually 5 years, 10 years from now, it'll be better. But it takes decades to bring that whole country up, you know. So so instead, what we say is build a wall, you know, keep very few of them from coming in. Let's try and trade with them, you know. There's little things that we kind of do, but because they're saying, look, it's a massive undertaking to do that. I personally don't think it's that massive if you just get rid of a good portion of the population.
Fuck, bro.
Is that wrong? I feel bad about that. But
genocide? Yeah, that's kind of wrong.
I mean, what? I mean, I'm just saying in general, if you're a drain, it's an issue. They're killing each other off right now. What are you talking about? They're always killing one another off.
I mean, the cartels, yeah.
Cartels, wipe them out. What's the problem with that? Wipe them out.
Make drugs legal. That would wipe them out.
That would be an issue. But you also, look, some drugs like meth.
Legal.
Some legal.
Yeah. You're talking about wiping them out? Let them wipe themselves out if they want to. Make meth legal. Make cocaine legal. If you're going to be dumb enough. I mean, at least the people that die from cocaine and that shit right now is they die because they don't know what it's cut with. It's cut with fentanyl. And you don't know what the
fuck.
You're
saying make a better
like,
product.
If I take a shot of this whiskey, I know I'm drinking whiskey. If I drink, like, you know, this analogy has been made before. I could drink this whole bottle of whiskey. I know I would probably end up in the hospital or dead if I chugged this whole bottle of whiskey, right?
Okay.
It's different with cocaine. If I got a fucking gram of cocaine, I don't know. I'm rolling the dice because you don't know what it's cut with. If it's cut with fentanyl and I do a line of coke laced with fentanyl.
Adios,
amigo, bro. I'm
it's all
dead.
Bad.
But if you know that it's pure cocaine, just like I know this is fucking whiskey, I know my tolerance. I know how much I can do. The reason so many people die from doing coke and doing fucking heroin, whatever it is it's cut with all this fucking crazy shit. You don't know what it is because it's illegal and because cartels can cut it. Not the cartels. The cartels usually provide pretty much a pure product.
A1.
But when it gets to the U.S., the fucking, some of these guys in the U.S., the drug dealers in the U.S., they'll cut it with their shit to kind of increase their profit margin. And the result of that is a lot of people die because they don't know what they're getting. If you made it legal and you regulated it and you tested the purity, I don't think cocaine's a bad thing. If cocaine was legal and regulated and it was, you could buy a bottle of whiskey, just like if you could buy a bag of coke, just like you could buy a bottle of whiskey, I think it would, you know, it, first of all, it would fucking take out the cartels. Second of all, people wouldn't be dying from it.
It'd cost too much because then your government owns it and they want to make some money.
I guarantee you, if cocaine was legal, still more people would die from alcohol than they would from cocaine.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take out the cartels. Instead of fucking putting them in front of firing squads like you want to do.
Listen, nobody's missing those guys. All right?
You're a real piece of shit, Matt.
I mean, what am I supposed to say? Danny, sorry.
You should just go join China.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, wait till they take over.
Shane
they
loves come, China.
You should, they, Shane join is the, bro, you should just join their side.
Bro, they come, when they come in, there's gonna, it'll be execution. It'll be, they'll be wiping you out.
Shane visited China once when he was like 13 years old.
Take me out then.
He thinks it's the coolest place
ever.
Yeah,
I went to China.
Where'd you go?
Well, we stayed in Guangzhou most of the time.
So now he thinks he's like a local there. He's like, bro, quit talking shit about China, bro. I've been there, bro. Just like he was born.
That's exactly what
I said,
man.
He was born in Pittsburgh. He was there for like a week. And now he thinks he's like a fucking, he's like a Pittsburgh, you know, he's a Yinzer. He's a Pittsburgh fan because he was there for,
that means.
He was there for the first week of his life. So he thinks he's like a local Pittsburghian. He's like,
why were you in China?
My uncle married some girl from China.
Nice.
We stayed over there with her family and shit. Yeah.
Which uncle?
On my dad's side.
The uncle that was at your grandma's house?
No, that's on my mom's side.
How'd that work out? Good? Still married?
You still with her?
I don't know. I think so.
Huh.
China was pretty cool.
Does China have a lot of mail order brides?
I don't know.
I wonder if China, if you can get, if you get
think
mail.
It's a Russia thing.
Russia
no,
and China?
There's tons of them from South America, too. Like, there's tons of women that will come here to be married to an American. Hmm. I mean, they'll pay.
To get your green card.
Yeah, well,
right.
Yeah,
to be a citizen.
Be a citizen. You don't even
because
card,
there's the
citizenship.
Because the United States has the like the human right. There are the human rights freedoms in the United States are unlike any other country, right? Especially China and Russia.
I suppose.
I don't know about that, but that's what they're pitching.
That's what they're pitching, bud. I wonder if people in Russia and China get mail order brides from the U.S.
Too expensive.
Come on.
No.
The billionaires probably do.
Nobody wants these American women.
I bet you
they're a problem.
Chinese billionaires.
They're not listen. They're not obedient. They don't listen.
That's true.
They want stuff.
That's true.
You get some chick from China. Like, did you ever see the Eddie Murphy Raw where he's like, look, they're just happy. Like, they got some shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, you bought them some regular shoes. They're like, oh, Eddie, thank you for the shoes. You know, they're like, so yeah.
Shane loves China.
Well, I mean, that's good. I'm telling you, it's gonna go bad. It's gonna go all go. It's probably it might not be for 25 years.
You think 25 years China's taken us over?
I think that it's
25 years.
So you know what's funny is like we're saying this right now, but let's say 5 years from now they invade Taiwan, they just take it over, and then you go.
That's gonna be less than 5 years, don't you think?
I don't know. I'm shocked they haven't done it this year.
Yeah.
But like to me, then you go, oh, okay, well then they kind of back off. Like, yeah, that's it. And then suddenly, you know, they invade, like, you know, Pakistan. They have, like, issues with the on the border of Pakistan.
And you don't think the U.S. instantly starts seeing some red flags and starts fucking around over there?
U.S. ain't going to fuck around with them, though.
And listen, this isn't, like, going against...
We've been fucking around over there with everybody the whole time.
The U.S.?
The U.S. and China?
Not what? China, but Afghanistan.
Yeah, but Afghanistan. Afghanistan, their military was like the right. South Carolina National Guard. I mean, it was ridiculous.
But you think we're just
like,
going to let China keep taking shit over?
I think they keep doing it, yeah.
Yeah,
the US
because
keeps,
eventually they get so big that you're like, look, a full-out war is
full-out war. Who are they taking over so far?
I mean, they've been pushing back. They constantly have battles or disagreements with... is it Pakistan or India? I think it's Pakistan. What? No. So I mean, you know, so they're also they listen. They're also trying to expand. You know, they're doing a lot of stuff, and I know what you're going to say. America did the same thing and everything. The problem is they're doing it better. So they have a better long-term policy. Yeah. And in the end, their goal is that they are going to continue to take over these. Look, they're surrounding us right now. You know, they're in South America right now. Like at very, there's a ton of Chinese in Peru. I mean, eventually
Chinese companies
and Chinese. Like I have a, but they.
What does it matter if there's some Chinese people living there? What does that matter?
No, not some. I mean, a lot. Like they're going in, they're building factories, they're building all throughout, and they're hiring, you know, they're hiring those workers, and what they're doing is it's influence. They're trying to push their influence, and at some point, that influence shifts against the United States. That's all I'm saying. Like the funny thing is like you have to look out for your interests.
Yeah, how many people can they take over that we're not friends with? You know.
I mean, first of all, our friends are fleeting, you know, like even the thing with Afghanistan. Like, did you see almost all of our allies are like, you never asked, you pulled out, you didn't tell us this is coming. Like, they're scrambling to get out of Afghanistan because like 80% of all the troops there are like the United States. You know, I don't know if it's exactly 80, but there was a ton. Like, they just did it. So our allies are furious at us. You know, so I mean, it just gets to be an issue. It's just credibility, and eventually, people start saying, "Look, we're just not going to back you," and China is too powerful. And so, what do you do when they start taking over these little countries?
The United States has been bending the knee to China for a while. No matter what they do, they've been bullying us.
Yeah. No, listen, not to say we didn't bully them for a long time, and everybody else. And I get it. It's like, but to say, okay, well, then now it's our turn to take some crap.
Well, that's karma.
I disagree.
Yeah, sure.
Is it unfair? Yeah. Is it unfair that, you know, that we pushed a whole bunch of people around for decades and now they're pushing us around?
Enslaved people. I mean, fuck it.
They have slavery there now. I mean, they take people in from North Korea and they harvest them for their fucking
what
organs.
What is that? What
they're
is
making your Nikes that you're wearing.
I don't have Nikes. There's an entire area in China that basically they're like starving to death. They have intern camps.
Right.
Can you punch up intern camps in China? Internment. I said
what is intern. What is an internment camp?
It's basically nice. It's insanity. I love it. I didn't even see that. Frank Amadei.
Frank looks 20 years younger in that photo.
Yeah, well, that was a while ago. That was before he did 10 years in prison.
Internment camp.
Yeah, China.
No, but China has a really big organ industry.
Yeah.
Harvesting organs for people.
Oh, is that's it right there? Wait, what is it called? Ying's internment camp?
Oh, yeah, they have camps.
Right, there's like a whole section of their population that they're basically going after and putting in these camps.
For what? What are these camps?
I don't know. They got some problem with...
Click on that photo again, Aiden, the top one. All right, now click on the link, the Wikipedia link. Yeah, right there.
They got some problem with the ethnicity of this group.
The Yin-Yang internment camp, officially called the Vocational Education and Training Centers by the government of China, are internment camps operated by the government of the... I'm not going to even try to say that. And the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Human Rights Watch say that they have been used to indoctrinate Uyghurs and other Muslims since 2017 as part of a people's war on terror, a policy announced in 2014. The camps have been criticized for alleged human rights abuses, including mistreatment, rape, and torture by the governments of many countries and human rights organizations. Huh.
Yeah, that's not the segment of the population that I'm talking about. There's an entire area. Somebody, I'm sure guys will scream and holler that you're talking about what I'm talking about. But there's an entire area that they're going in. It's like saying,
yeah, I've heard this. They have camps there where they basically enslave people.
Right, right. It's like saying, it's like if suddenly the United States government said, you know what, we're going to go after all the Puerto Ricans.
Right.
Like, that's what's happening. Is they're saying, we don't like this section of our population.
Right, right. I've heard of that.
It's really an area. that of China. And so they're going after and they're grabbing all those guys. They're putting them in and they're starving them to death. And there's all kinds of human rights violations and they're putting them in these camps. You know, I mean, it's so, yeah. I mean,
and there's nothing that we can do about it. Like normally, no, if this was another country, United States would go in there and fucking destroy them, right? But it's China, so we don't do anything.
At least we complain. Like, what we complain a little bit. They're like, so what? Do you
right.
do you want your, you know, do you want your ab rollers and your Nikes and your cell phones?
Well, right. Yeah, exactly.
We'd like that. Okay. Well, then shut
up. Shut the fuck up, United States. Right.
Right. So, you know, but the problem is, at some point, it does become your problem, and then you turn around and you go, well. Wait a second. Well, why didn't somebody say something, you know, earlier? And you're like, well, because, you know, we were getting cell phones and we were happy and we got to watch sitcoms and we're good. You know, we got TikTok. So, you know, why complain that much? It's kind of, you know what it reminds me of? It's kind of like the Holocaust. Like there were rumblings. Yeah. I always love it when you got a whole bunch of people that will say, well, the United States didn't know anything about the Holocaust was going on, but we did know. We knew there were newspaper articles, there was tons of stuff where we knew this was what was going on, but what they were concerned about was winning the war. So we're not going to put too much emphasis on that. That can wait. You know, we're not going to push that. And this was even prior to World War II. They just weren't concerned about it. Mm-hmm. And so they're allowing it to happen, and it wasn't worth going to war over. And they were executing these people. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of pushing these people around. And it's their own people, and so what? And yeah, people are dying, and some people are getting starved to death, and that sort of thing. But I mean, so you've got the Holocaust is going on in World War, prior to World War II, we didn't do anything. Not only did we not do anything, like they held the Olympics, you know, that Hitler held the Olympics. We went in. Hitler was like Time Magazine's Man of the Year.
What?
Pull it up.
Stop it.
Adolf Hitler. Man of the Year, Time Magazine.
Stop.
When
that,
was it? Was
that
it 30?
Did not happen.
Oh, I wish I was a betting man.
Pull this up now. I want to see this. There's no way.
That bet, Matt?
If huh? this happened,
take the bet.
I said I wish I was a betting.
If this
man.
Ever happened, this had to have been scrubbed from the internet.
No, oh no, it's there. How much?
I'm not betting you.
Okay.
Two cups of coffee.
I'll bet you two cups of coffee.
Two
cups of coffee.
But how about dinner? You're paying for dinner anyway.
Dinner.
There, that's a Danny deal.
Yeah,
I'm paying for it anyway.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler, Time Magazine Person of the Year, right?
Yeah, Man of the Year.
Man of the Year.
Tie game, first quarter. Second quarter's just started, 7-7.
Listen, this guy
Cardinals Packers are tied.
This guy was elected.
We're distracted by our sports betting, our TikTok. We don't have time to worry about world domination, okay?
No, man. What am I, Frank Amadeo?
Hitler, Time Magazine of the Year, was not.
That's not what it says.
That's fake news, Matt Cox.
Fake news.
Quit trying to.
What do you want?
Click on it.
1938.
The fro. Fact check. The claim, Hitler's selection as Time Man of the Year shows why media is not your friend. Time Magazine's Person of the Year franchise.
Yeah, it is true.
Oh, it is true. Wow. The first person to appear on the cover was Charles Lindbergh in 1928, the following. A decade later, Adolf Hitler.
Man of the Year, 1938.
Nazi leader was Man of the Year in 1938. No fucking way.
Yeah, Germany was great. They
Where's
were doing
the
great.
I want to see the cover.
They were taking names. There was manufacturing. It was great. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful place. Nobody cared. Who cared?
Wow. Who is that? Is that Khashoggi right there? That Jamal Khashoggi?
Yeah. Wow. No idea who that is. Looks familiar. Yeah, definitely.
Wow. What about Saudi Arabia, bro?
I mean, they're killing people in other countries, cutting them up and taking the bodies out.
Yeah. Jamal Khashoggi. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The reporter, right?
The reporter, yeah. I think it was for the Washington Post.
What's he doing?
He'd written a couple nasty articles
about Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, about this one prince in particular. Mm-hmm. So they invite him,
Mohammed bin MBS.
They invite him to the embassy to fill out paperwork or do something. He wanted to travel or
in
something.
Turkey. He was in Turkey.
Right, goes in, never leaves.
They chop him up. They have audio. They have all the audio.
Killed him, chopped him up, and then walked the pieces like out, like walked them out like in bags and stuff,
and
dropped them.
They
off.
Burned them in like a furnace or something at somebody's house.
I mean, you got some fucking nerve to go stepping around over there talking all that mess, and then
this guy's heartless, bro. It's horrible.
Know,
it's horrible.
Right? He's a.
You're talking about killing people, taking over the world. Who are you judging right now? Listen, this guy went over there
things
and
sometimes
talked shit about him. And they fucking picked him up and they slammed
him. No, he didn't do that. He wrote some
He's
articles.
A journalist.
He wrote some articles. Yeah, yeah. He just wrote some articles. But they,
yeah.
but the
People
print
like
was it a, it was a prince,
him.
Right?
Huh?
It was a prince or something.
Yeah. Mohammed bin Salman. Yeah, right.
Snowden just wrote a couple articles too.
Yeah, but he's safe in Russia. What about Julian Assange?
Over here.
Julian Assange. He's in the UK right now. He's on trial right now, and the US is trying to get him extradited here. And
just for releasing what?
Some for releasing footage of
The drone strike,
the fucking drone strikes on people that the U.S. was fucking
right for showing that the U.S. was doing something that was like
just committing murder, bro.
Right. And so they're trying to get him back here and throw him in jail.
Right,
like, that's
exactly.
ridiculous
for being a journalist.
Right, for exposing you
for
what you
US government.
What you shouldn't have been doing.
Right.
Yeah, it's bad.
And what else happened? The lawyer that that represented a bunch of people for he represented tons of indigenous people against a lawsuit against Chevron, I believe it was, for a oil field spill where basically Chevron had an oil spill that affected a bunch of like indigenous land and forestry in the United States, and he fought against Chevron back in the early 1990s.
Oh, was this a young guy? Was he a young lawyer?
Yeah, and then they just now, they're like demonizing him. He just got sentenced to fucking 6 months in prison for contempt of court. And it's insane. Like, that's never happened. Fucking, this guy literally just represented people who lived on indigenous land who got affected by an oil spill from Chevron, and now he's going to prison for contempt of court for 6 months. Fucking Jeffrey Epstein didn't even go to prison. He got a fucking sweetheart deal in Florida for fucking molesting kids on his first go around.
Yeah, and still fucked that up.
I
mean, that's how sick he is. He couldn't even stop.
It just shows that fucking America is run by corporations. And these corporations will get whatever the fuck they want.
Did you ever read the book, The Pelican? Not the movie, but did you ever read The Pelican Brief?
No. I haven't heard of it.
Oh, it was.
I'm an idiot. I don't know anybody.
It was John Grisham. It was before your time. But it was basically a law firm represented this. It was like an oil interest, and they wanted to go into the Everglades and drill for oil in the Everglades. But because there were pelicans, the certain type of pelican, and they were endangered, they weren't going to be allowed to do it. They knew that their case was going up to the Supreme Court. Like, they tried to do it. They got stopped by a young lawyer had stopped them. But he'd won the case, and the case was going to be decided in the Supreme Court. But they knew these two Supreme Court judges are a problem for us. They're going to vote for the Pelicans, and we're not going to be able to drill. But if they died, and if they both ended up dying, and there were two new justices appointed that were in our favor, we'll win the Pelican. We'll win the lawsuit, and we'll be able to get billions of dollars in oil. We'll be able to drill. So they actually assassinate two sitting Supreme Court judges in order to have these new judges placed in their place. It's a great book.
When did this happen?
No, it didn't happen. It's just called The Pelican Brief. But I'm saying it's a whole corporate greed type thing. Okay. It's not a real thing. It's fiction. But it's a great story. It's a great. They made a movie out of it.
Sounds
Denzel
like
Washington
actually would happen.
Yeah.
Right. That's the whole
Pelican
thing.
Brief.
Like, well, there's tons of stuff like that. Like, for instance, Tom Clancy wrote a book called
Splinter Cell.
Well, he wrote tons of them. But
that's a video game that we want.
I'm pretty sure it's also a book.
Well, what was it? Was it the Dead of Honor? It was Dead of Honor, where there's a Japanese terrorist that crashes a plane into Congress, right? And then like 10 years later, you've got people crashing planes into, you know, buildings. Like, there's like things in these books that were like semi-predicted prior to that. Like, that was a terrorist attack was to use a plane filled with gasoline to crash into Congress, wipe out all of Congress. Instead, these guys hit the World Trade Center, you know, whatever.
When did this book come out?
I'm going to say it was about 10 years before 9/11.
Wow.
But I mean, that's, you know, you're
connecting
always
see dots here.
Well, I'm not saying there's a connection. I'm just saying that a lot of times these things are.
Well, the 9/11 planes, all of those planes were. They had flight paths. They were going to Los Angeles.
Yeah, so they were filled with oil.
They were
filled
full
with
fuel.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, whatever. Lots of stuff going on. But yeah, so I mean, he predicted the whole. Hey, did you ever read the book Jennifer Government?
I've read like three books my whole life.
Okay. Well, if you get locked up for 10 or 12 years, yeah. you'll
That's why we have you on here, because you read so many books and you're so smart.
Jennifer Government's great. It's like in the future where...
I read Go Dog Go.
One Fish, Two Fish.
One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. I read the Cookie Monster cookie book. I only have a few books I read every day.
So in Jennifer Government, Nike ends up doing what they call guerrilla marketing, where... they end up hyping up these shoes, saying that there's a limited amount of the shoes. Like we're only producing 10,000 of them. And they're going to have 500 here and 200 in this store. And so people pack the stores, but they don't have 500. They have like 5,000. Mm-hmm. So they hype it up. And then what they do to give the book or the shoes street cred, they hire people to kill the first four or five people that end up getting the shoes. So they shoot them, mm-hmm. steal the shoes, and that gives them street cred, so people want them even more. Ah. But they're saying they're limited of maybe 10,000, but really there's like 200,000 or a million shoes.
Yeah.
But people are
they're
so
still doing
pumped.
That.
Supreme, that's what they do.
Yeah, it's still great. It's a great book. And you have to pay the police to investigate the murders. So your family gets murdered. The person that killed your daughter, you want her found. So you refinance your house, and you have to pay the police to track the people down. Because unless you can't pay for it, you have to pay for crime.
And it all comes down to the shoes are made in China.
And the shoes actually are called, I remember they were called Mercuries, and they made them for like $1.75, and they were selling them for like $1,500 or $1,800.
Yeah. The rarity of it is what sells. The harder they are to get, the more people want them.
But the book has all these
supply and demand. Any typical business model.
The book has all these crazy things. They have these crazy things that are happening, and they're happening. Like then it's like that's not that's happening. This is happening. Like these are things that, yeah. It's called Jennifer Government. I always thought they'd make a movie out of it.
You should make that movie.
There's a lot of books that they should have made movies out of, but they won't because.
This one was, you know what, funny too, that you had a barcode. Like, oh no, Jennifer Government has like she has a barcode right here. Oh, and your surnames are whoever you work for. So if you worked for Nike, then your name would be Danny Nike.
Hmm.
So everybody's named like this guy works for the NRA. It's like his name's Matt NRA. Then you've got, Shane Unemployed. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Right. So,
Shane Concrete.
Yeah. Exactly. And then when you change your job, you get a new surname.
Huh.
The whole thing is insane. Oh, there are gangs of kids that are like in a gang, and Nike and McDonald's will pay you to tattoo their symbol, or I'm sorry, their emblem. Is it emblem? What would you call it?
Logo,
whatever, on you. And so you're basically with a gang. People are getting beat up because they're going into McDonald's, and they're like, you McDonald's or Burger King? I'm going over here to McDonald's. And then they jump and they start beating the guy up.
Chick-fil-A, bitch.
Interesting.
Matt, did you watch Squid Games?
No, and everybody told me I have to watch it, and I don't, I do like the concept.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Squid Game director, creator, is beefing with LeBron James. Do you know who LeBron James is?
Yeah, I know who LeBron James is.
He's beefing LeBron with the creator James. Of Squid Games because LeBron said the ending was lame. He's okay, we got a flea flicker here. We're watching the Packers game. LeBron said that the ending sucked. The guy should have gotten the plane and went and saw his daughter. And this Squid Game guy like made some sort of statement. He's like, well, you should remake the whole series and do your own ending then, LeBron James. Maybe you'd have,
So now they're just going back and forth.
Now they're, now
I think that was all there was.
It's funny. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else, but it's funny that it's like an internet beef now.
What's going on? What are we doing?
I'm pretty drunk.
Are
right
you
now.
Good?
I'm pretty buzzed up.
You didn't drink very much.
YouTube has got some competition finally.
Who's that?
Spotify.
Why? What are they doing? What do you mean?
So starting today, every episode of this podcast,
right, will be on Spotify?
Will be on well, it's always been on Spotify, but now you get the all the video as well.
Oh, okay. So that's the video, YouTube.
So now Spotify is rolling out video for podcasts. So if you have a video podcast on YouTube that was only available previously with audio on Spotify, now Spotify gives podcasts the option to have video.
Is it monetized?
Yeah, it's monetized. Same. Yep. Yes. So Spotify serves ads on your video on your podcasts now. So we have ads that are running on our Spotify episodes, and you get the video, the same video you get on YouTube, you get it on Spotify on the Concrete Podcast.
What about the
YouTube's got a little bit of competition now, which is a good thing because they've been, you know, obviously it's a fucking giant tech monopoly when no one has, you know, any way of competing. And Spotify is
it's a Beijing owned company.
No, it's not Beijing. That'd be funny if it was Beijing. Where is it? Not Denmark, but what's the other
Finland.
Country? Not Finland, not Denmark.
Norway?
Swedish. Oh, okay. I think it's a Swedish company.
Did you, I mean, not that that's not interesting. I think that is interesting.
Yeah, so you should getting your video on Spotify now.
I got to talk to Colby.
Who's Colby?
Colby is the guy who does like everything you for me. It. He shoots the videos. He puts everything up.
Where does he live?
Lakeland.
Lakeland.
Right, he does, by you. Yeah. Well, about an hour drive. It's an hour drive. So he comes over every 2 weeks and we shoot videos for a whole day and then we put them up.
Every 2 weeks he comes over?
Sometimes every week. Well, not very often. Usually on average, basically about every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Maybe he might come 2 weeks in a row, but typically we're trying to get it down so it's every 2 weeks. But did you hear about the YouTube that they're supposed to be rolling out? Did you hear it's is it the thanks button or the appreciation button? They used to call it the applause button. Now they're calling it the appreciation button. Did you hear that?
No.
So they want to add a separate an additional button. So you have the thumbs up, the thumbs down, and then you can share your video. They have another one that they're rolling out right now. Some channels already have it where you can click on it and you can donate money. So it's already connected. You can donate like $3.50. Then
on live streams and shit?
No, this is regular.
Oh, really?
So if they're just watching this video and somebody goes, man, that's a good video, I'm going to go ahead and give Danny...
Give him a tip.
Yeah, it's like a tip. Boom. But it goes like in increments. It's like $3.90, $7, $12, $22. And shit. I don't... The numbers are weird. 49, like up to like 49 bucks or 50 bucks. Yeah.
Wow.
Like I would love that. Because $2 is nothing. Yeah, the doctor would be like,
the doctor knows how to tip.
The doctor is a tipper.
Yeah, he is.
I told you he came here with the Lamborghini. We went out to bro. Yeah, you know, he's like, come on, bro, you want to go drive the car? Come on, drive that. I was like, I don't want to drive the car.
You rented it?
Yeah, he rented it.
You didn't want to drive it?
Obviously I did want to drive it. But I didn't.
You didn't drive it?
No, because I had to drive that car and then I got to get back in my car and feel like I was driving
but at least you did it.
Yeah.
Lamborghini is not even really that exciting anymore because the Teslas smoke Lamborghinis now.
I don't care. It's still cool as fuck.
Yeah, it's cool. You're saying you're driving a Lamborghini. It's like a piece of art. It's like driving a Mona Lisa.
Right. It was amazing. I mean, just seeing the car. I mean, he was funny.
Yeah, but the Teslas fucking smoke Lamborghinis now.
Really?
Any of the Teslas. Yeah, off the line. They'll fucking, they're 0 to 60 is way faster than a Lambo.
They're top speed. They look like a Lambo, though.
That's right. They don't quite look like a Lambo.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife's getting the new Tesla Model X.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the one with the fucking gull wings. The one with the bat wings.
The seagull wings.
Is it a coupe?
No, it's the SUV, the biggest one they have.
It's a four-door.
An SUV? I didn't even know they had an SUV.
It's like a mid-size SUV. It's like a hatchback. It looks like a hatchback, kind of. But it's the biggest Tesla that's currently available. And it's got the back wings that are like gull wings that come up.
Cool.
It's badass. And it's faster than a Lambo. We running out of time, Matt?
Now, I'm not running out of time, but I mean, how long is this podcast? Like, are we running out of stuff? What are we doing?
Well, you only got here at 8, and it's 9:30. So
I got here at 7:40.
Should we wrap it up?
You got some. What else do you want to talk about? I'm ready to go. Let's keep talking.
Facebook just changed their name to.
What are you doing?
Meta.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
They just changed their name to Meta.
What are you talking about?
Facebook changed their name to Meta because pull up this video of Elon Musk talking, Aiden. God damn it. Let me change the.
God damn it.
God damn it, Aiden. PC. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg just got on YouTube, got on the internet, and said he's changing the name of Facebook because Facebook has such a bad rap of just being like...
Oh, come, like that's going to fool
everybody? The Tesla. That's the Tesla I got right there. Look at the back doors.
Pretty cool.
No Lambo.
No Lambo. Anyways, Facebook's now called Meta. You got to show Matt the video.
Am I believing this?
You got to show Matt the video.
Show him the
video. Because Facebook is so synonymous for, like, right now they have such as this
like
bad.
That's gonna, but that's not going to change.
This
like,
cloud.
People are going to be like, oh, this is no.
It's going to help. Well, watch Mark Zuckerberg.
They probably
Zuckerberg.
Will.
Mark Zuckerberg's got a great sales pitch for it. He's saying, you know, we're all about expanding the metaverse. Watch this shit, bro. Watch this.
He's so creepy.
Today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same. It's still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands.
This is going to get memed so hard.
And we are still the company that designs technology around people. Hey, and welcome to Connect.
Bro, talk about a total not connect. Like, I mean, he should have hired somebody for this.
Yeah.
What the fuck did he do this
Look at
for?
His surfboard in the background.
Who told him to do
yeah.
this?
Who
the surfboard that... makes him more human.
Not anymore.
He looks like a...
Not anymore.
He looks like an avatar.
His hair exactly. looks like it's painted on.
You put on your glasses or headset and you're instantly in your home.
Yeah, there's some new, like, virtual reality thing now.
Virtually, it has... Things that are only possible.
He's trying to create like a virtual reality social media platform.
Of whatever you find most beautiful.
Hey, are you coming?
Yeah, just gotta find something to wear.
I just came.
An add in 1 second.
What now, Command?
Now?
China's taking over.
Look at this. Hey, Mark.
What's up, Mark? Whoa, we're floating in space? Uh-huh. Who made this place? It's awesome.
They're playing poker.
Who made this place? You did.
This place is amazing. Boz, is that you?
Of course it's me. You know I had to be the robot, man.
I thought I was supposed to be the robot.
Whoa. Oh, this is...
I knew you would love this.
So bad.
Should we deal you in?
Sorry, I'm running late, but you've got to see what we're checking out.
Shane, would you play this poker match right here?
No.
Why?
3D street art?
Looks whack.
You wouldn't shoot dice with those people? This is called the Metaverse, Matt Cox.
So this is the Metaverse, but he's not
they're trying
changing
to
Facebook.
They're trying to purge the boomers.
They're changing the name from Facebook.
Because it's full of boomers and it's full of like...
Okay, so they're trying to update it.
They're rebranding it.
Yeah. It's a rebrand because Facebook's got this bad rap right now in the media for being a fucking shitty company. Look at the Vice headlines. Vice is objective.
You're going to be able to bring things from the physical world into the metaverse. Almost any type of media that can be represented digitally, photos, videos, art, music, movies, books, games, you name it.
You name it.
He Bro, wants he, to make the world looks- an NFT.
He looks fake.
Yeah, he does.
Guy's fucking alien, bro.
This is like me reading my stories. Like, I don't do it because
he looks like
I'm
he's
not
been,
good at it.
He looks like he's been
don't
hit in the
this.
Iron neck.
No.
See, does he have the iron neck?
Yeah, he's probably a robot.
Our early vision for a home space in the metaverse. Horizon Home is the first thing that you'll see when you put on your Quest headset.
Packers up 10-7.
Woo!
You interviewed the guy that wrote social media, right?
Social network.
Social network. You
yeah.
Yeah.
Very important. Soon, we're going to be introducing a social version of home.
And Bitcoin billionaires.
Right.
He fucked over those two guys, the Winklevoss twins.
Yeah.
Basically paid them off like a couple $1 billion. They invested it all in Bitcoin, and now they're fucking Bitcoin billionaires, trillionaires. Yeah, so it's now called Meta. What are your thoughts on that, Matt Cox?
Are you joining?
I don't know.
This is going to be a clip.
Sounds like I already joined.
You're already right? in.
You're already in. If you're already a member of Facebook, probably, I'm pretty sure. You're killing me with this. Look, I still have a Facebook app. It still says Facebook.
You still use Facebook because you're a boomer. Me and Shane don't use Facebook.
No, you use Meta? So it didn't change?
I use Facebook for the marketplace. Facebook marketplace where you buy shit like locally. It's like local Craigslist. Facebook marketplace has got to be crushing Craigslist, bro.
No, bro.
My wife buys stuff on Facebook marketplace, keeps it for a year, sells it a year later for more than what she bought it for.
Nice.
Pretty insane.
Well, I mean, I'm
sorry, Aiden. Shut this shit off.
I still shut this motherfucker off.
I still have Facebook. So how did they change the name?
Soon,
they haven't done it yet.
Soon they're gonna be. Yeah, they're gonna roll out the name change. They changed the fucking sign in front of their fucking headquarters on Hacker Boulevard. And they got such a bad rap in the media and in the world lately for being just such a shithole company as far as like disinformation, their algorithms, like keeping people in these echo chambers and creating all this like division.
Sounds like some China shit.
When it comes to elections and
the guys working at Facebook's jumping out the fucking window, they put nets up.
No, it's not like that at Facebook, trust me. No. And they have they have the fucking algorithms that keep people in their echo chambers, and they just have a bad rap. So I think part of the reason they're changing
echo chambers.
It to Meta,
what did you say? Echo chambers,
gas chambers.
No,
you get that's Matt's translation of it. Yeah, echo chambers.
What's
that's because the algorithms the way they work is they keep you in echo chambers. So if you're on Facebook and you're Matt Cox and you're on there and you fucking hate liberals or you hate Donald Trump, right? You're going to keep clicking on all these articles and looking at all these memes about fucking anti-Trump and why Trump sucks. And they see you hate that.
They feed you
they're
going to
keep
want.
Feeding you that right. stuff and keep. They're not going to feed you any sort
of
varying opinion.
I kind of assume right, that. Of course. That's why with like
everybody,
TikTok.
It's obvious. It's obvious. Right. And they're doing it in a way that's how they make more money because they know what you're gonna click on. They're not gonna feed you any sort of alternative opinions, any sort of anything that pushes back on what you already believe. So, obviously, have you seen the documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma? Social Dilemma. You gotta watch it.
I haven't watched it, but I
it's all about
saw this.
It's all about the algorithms on social media and how basically the social media algorithms that Facebook created and now is on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else, that these algorithms are generated. They're there to make more money for these companies. They make more money because people click on more shit, right?
Yeah.
Feed the people that if I want you to click on shit, I'm going to give you shit that you like. I'm not going to give you anything else that you don't like.
Right.
Thank you.
And that makes more people. It creates more division and divide in the country. And then you have companies in Russia that are like these meme factories. Like I always thought that Instagram page called This Typical Liberal was one of them. But it's basically like it's called The Typical Liberal, and it's a Instagram page that just creates memes shitting on left shit or Joe Biden or any kind of thing. It's all about like they show people shooting machine guns and showing them what like America machine guns and Joe Biden's a dumbass and shit on him, and it's just like all cow, you know, it all just panders to this right wing ideology, and there's companies in Russia that create these memes that serve them to Facebook and Instagram and create this echo chamber that just gets people to fucking fester on these ideologies and on these memes and all on these links and on these articles. That's what's created all this divide going on in our culture right now. And it's basically like it's separating America.
I can see that, but I can see that, but
it's creating chaos in America. Right, it's a slow burn, like you said. Russia and China—they're playing the long-term game.
I said China, but I.
Russia and China, and that's the shit that creates like the whole QAnon. You know what QAnon is?
Yeah,
I just had that guy on the podcast 2 days ago. The guy who made that documentary on HBO called Q Into the Storm.
And he's in QAnon? Or?
No, he did a documentary on the QAnon conspiracy and how that like culminated in the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Did you?
And the guy with the fucking horn, the Q shaman, the guy that was sitting in the desk in the Capitol.
You, yeah, yeah. Did you release it yet? I didn't.
No,
see
no,
that.
I haven't released it yet. Oh. I just recorded it a couple days ago. I'm actually not gonna release it till like late November because his documentary is gonna be released like wider than.
You're gonna do it simultaneously to help.
Yeah, it's already on HBO, but it's gonna be on like a lot more platforms late November. But that was a fucking crazy thing. Like there's these chans. They're called chans on the internet. Like where there was like 4chan, 8chan. Now it's called 8kun. Where like these message boards where people remain anonymous and you can post whatever the fuck you want. They don't collect any of your data. You're completely anonymous, and it's like the fucking. It's just a hellhole on the internet where people can post these photos, videos, the most fucked up shit, like murders and there's the fucking Hitler frogs and everything. And these chans.
Why did you point at me when you said Hitler frogs?
What is a Hitler frog?
You ever seen the fucking Pepe the Frog meme with the fucking swastika armband?
No.
I think I have seen that.
Yeah. And and these chans are where this Q thing started on 8chan. And he just does a deep dive into this thing and finds out like who, like if he goes to, he gets like in beds with this guy, this kid who lives in Japan who started 8chan. And
it's a charge, right?
Here we go.
And he is his basic I don't want to like spoil the whole documentary. It's a fucking phenomenal documentary, and it explains like the erosion of privacy on social media and how it's created all this stuff. And the guy essentially who created 8chan, who lives in Japan, right? Who is Q? Like he, after doing his documentary, he has come to the conclusion that this guy is
the main guy nobody really knows who it is.
Who is claiming to be Q? This guy is now running for fucking Congress in Arizona.
Nice.
It's fucking crazy shit, bro.
He's infiltrating.
Q into the storm. He's you gotta taking watch over. Him. You gotta watch the documentary. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, I do. I need to watch a lot of documentaries. There's like, yeah. I've got like 4 documentaries that are on a list of I've been. People are like, you gotta watch this. You gotta watch this. You gotta watch that. And I do. I need to do it when I paint. I need to turn on documentary. That way, I can paint and listen to the documentary.
Yeah.
I just don't. I've just been going nonstop for the last like week or two.
How do you? What do you listen to when you paint? Typically, do you listen to music?
No, I typically listen to documentaries, but like really? I like World War II documentaries. Or
I feel like I was happier when I never listened to podcasts or books or documentaries. I feel like it was a better life when I just listened to music and fucking didn't think. You know, when I was dumber, less educated, and just like listened to music and like vibing to music, and just only cared about surfing and skating. I feel like life was better.
I mean, it probably was better.
Yeah,
it probably
better.
Does. Yeah, that's nice. And, you know, you don't really, you're not concerned about anything.
I was more creative. You know, I was.
I was looking at those the commercials you were sending me.
Oh, yeah.
That you
yeah,
did,
yeah.
like, some good commercials, bro. I was like, this is funny because this is like professional quality, but with a real twist on everything. Mm. Everything is comical. Yeah. Like almost everything about every one of those commercials was comical, and I was like, "But they were done, but they weren't done like in a chintzy kind of way. Like it wasn't like a candid kind of, you know, like a half-assed commercial. They were all like the production was really good, but they were all comical. Everything had a comical edge to it.
Right.
It was funny. So
that's what I used to love doing. That's all I used to do is make those kind of videos.
What are you doing now though? You're all
podcasts
your
with you.
Up.
I just do these podcasts, bro. That's all I do.
No, see, that's what I have. See, that's the kind of thing you say, and that's what I thought was happening. Remember we talked about it earlier? You were saying that like all the other advertising stuff was blowing up. You were saying you were doing a whole bunch of other stuff, and I was like, I am.
I'm running. I have an ad agency as well. I mean, the only thing I do is this podcast, and then I run an advertising agency for various companies and startup companies and brands and shit like that. And that takes up a lot of fucking time.
Right. Right. And it was like a year ago or something when COVID had hit and we did a podcast. And I remember that Shane had said something along the lines of, I was like we were talking about
the
COVID
fuck did
or
Shane
something.
Say?
It was something about COVID or something. Somehow or another, I got the impression because I had talked to you. I didn't talk to Danny. We were talking about COVID and just, you know, this is this craziness and this and that. And you had said something like, like something along the lines of like, yeah, Danny's, I don't want to say hit hard, or Danny lost some, or Danny lost like a deal or two or something like that because of COVID.
You motherfucker.
But, well, like I said, I'm not positive, but I remember because you had said something, and in my mind, whatever it was you said made me think, oh, wow, like all these people he's doing advertising work for, like, right, like they're not advertising, or maybe they're closing, or like the car dealership isn't open, so we don't need a commercial this, you know, this quarter, whatever it was.
I don't do work for, I don't do like one-off jobs for like car dealerships. Well, or anything.
You're being specific. I'm saying I don't remember whatever it was. I remember thinking, oh,
of course,
man.
Of course I'm being specific. Why wouldn't I be specific?
No, you're being specific. Right. I'm saying I don't remember exactly what it was, but whatever. I do remember talking to Shane, and he said something that had me thinking, oh, man, Danny's like in a jam. Like, oh, that's messed up.
It's jammed up.
Yeah, because I thought of COVID. But then when we talked and I was on the way here, you were like, bro, you had said something about the podcast or something. I was like, oh, man, why haven't you done any podcasts lately? And you were like, bro, I'm so busy doing this and this and this. And I was like, I thought you weren't doing well. Hmm. And you were like, why do you think that? I was like, well, Shane said something like a year ago.
Shane got loose lips. Likes to talk shit about people.
He wasn't talking shit. He just happened to... You're turning this into something. Anyway, but I just remember thinking something had happened. I was way off because you said you've been kicking ass ever since. And whatever it was, I must have misunderstood. I don't even remember what you said, but I remember in my mind you weren't doing... Like, you were only doing the podcast.
Yeah.
But obviously that's not what happened. So I was way off on that.
Not at all. The advertising shit's taken off like 10 times.
I remember what you said, but I got something from you that was like, I was like, oh man, that's too bad. Like, he must be focusing more on the podcast.
Yeah, I wish I was.
Yeah,
I should be focusing.
Yeah, you said
more on
this is fun.
This is way more fun.
Yeah,
but our time's run out, Matt Cox. Yeah.
And my back, this chair that is good for your back is killing me.
Why is it killing you?
That chair's fucked.
It's not.
It's a $900 chair.
I wouldn't pay fucking $90 for that chair.
And, like, maybe you have to sit on it in a certain way or something.
We got to go back to the game.
Lean back or something. Because
the chair's whack.
It doesn't. It hurts my back. I can't sit. And I'm hunching forward. And it's like, it's not a good situation.
Why?
It's a piece of shit.
Because it hurts my back.
I think it's a nice chair. Feels good to me. It makes your posture better. Imagine if you were sitting in his chair. People would think you were like 5 foot if you sat
in
his chair.
He's sitting down. He's short.
He's the goddamn hunchback of Seminole over here.
You're the tallest one here.
He's a 6 foot three hunchback.
What are we doing?
We're done. Tell everybody
where we can watch your new podcast.
Where can we watch the new Matt Cox stripper
really
podcast?
I really just need people to subscribe. And send me
strippers.
Nice. Send me strippers. Subscribe and send me strippers.